JFM 95.4.
Dynamically shaping the future.
Neurodiversity Center, Professor Maximum Sifoto. Professor, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well, my sister, and how are you?
I'm doing great. We're so excited to have you on the show.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
So before we get into it, can you please just introduce yourself, who you are, something interesting about you, maybe?
Thank you so much. My name is Maximus Munaheng Sifoto. I'm from the Department of Educational Psychology, the Faculty of Education here at UJ. And you're asking a very important question. Do I like to be known for?
Yeah.
I want to be known as a heferpreneur.
Because what does that mean?
I heferpreneurship is the term I coined, but I can explain a little bit about it later.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Heferpreneur.
Yeah.
Okay.
What a lovely way. Interesting. Love that. So let's get into the topic of the day. We're discussing disabilities from the African perspective, which is so important and interesting. What is the perception of disability from the African perspective?
Thank you so much, my sister. Usually, we tend to want to think of Africa as a homogeneous context. It's not. Africa has got this many countries, I think 54 now. And if I'm correct, and we all have different ways of looking at disability, because how we perceive disability depends on our culture.
Okay.
And most of the time, those cultural perspectives then feed into what later on we will do in terms of treating people with disabilities. Earlier, it was looked at from a very negative perspective. But there are many pockets of excellence where people with disabilities have been treated fairly, have been taken care of, have been recognized and treated equally. For example, when you look at the Sesotho culture, we have the saying, "Sehole humasona hasilahlwe," and this had been published in an article. What that says, it's a philosophy of Basotho that says, even if a child has got a disability, a family would never abandon that child.
That's great, yeah.
And that goes into society where earlier on, our chiefs then would take care of people with disabilities as among those he is responsible for.
Sure, that's beautiful. And do you think these perceptions are reflected globally? Are they included globally? Because you did say that we're not homogeneous. Like, there's so many different countries in the continent. So is it reflected?
That is where the problem is. Because remember that knowledge and knowledge sharing has not opened doors, especially from the global north. Our indigenous knowledge systems have not been exposed at the global stage. This is why it is important that for us now, as Africans, we have to come to the fore and promote knowledge systems that will give a different perspective of disability to the global north, for them to understand how we have been perceiving disability in a positive way. Yes, there have been, and we have to acknowledge this, many negative attitudes also from our soil. But as I said, there have been also pockets of excellence which we should promote.
Absolutely.
And I just want to ask, how do you think we should promote our attitudes, like, globally?
Yes, ma'am. Through research.
Okay.
For example, you just, when you're introducing me, said that I come from the Neurodiversity Center. Right there, as Africans, we are stuck. What is neurodiversity?
I see.
In Sesotho, in Sesotho, in Sesotho.
That's true.
And again, we have so much under neurodiversity. If you were to ask anyone in the, you know,
it's an umbrella term.
Again, what is autism? In our own language. And when you look at how also we describe people with disability, it's always negatively perceived. That has to change.
True.
And it can change only when we sit down and debate and agree as communities what positive words promoting equality and recognition sure. of people with disability mm. should we use? If you're calling somebody a hole, what does that mean?
Yeah. Mm.
Is there any other word that we can use that describe this person, but in a way that is affirming, that helps them also to feel included and accepted in the community?
Sure.
So Professor, important. Are you saying that we need to expand our language, we need to broaden our vocabulary, our African vocabulary, to accommodate these?
Yes, ma'am. I'm appealing to the linguists to help us unearth from our languages words that will be positive, that will promote in a positive manner people with disabilities. And then let's publish that to the world.
Mm.
Let's get it out there so that it is known. When you look at this, what is happening with the Maori people right now, their research is out there.
Yeah.
And it is in their language. But here, when you try to say things in your own language, people look at it as if you are not supposed to be doing that.
Mm.
And this is what I'm saying, that let's open those doors. Let's try to speak our own languages and promote our own knowledge systems in our own languages so that they come to the global stage and be recognized there.
Mm.
So as an ordinary person in my community, how can I basically open that door and start that conversation about us expanding that vocabulary? How can I do that?
Okay, let's start having conversations in the communities, in the churches, where we talk about policies, where there are meetings, where, you know, we're playing with the young ones.
Yeah.
Let the language already begin to change so that people have that awareness that we are beginning now to look at people with disabilities from a different light.
Sure.
As long as we use negative terms that have negative nuances.
Mm.
For example, as I use the word sehole, we're not promoting. We are demeaning.
Mm,
we're diminishing people. But we need to find words that will help us now, even them, to feel that it looks like someone hears us. It looks like someone accepts us.
Mm.
It looks like someone understands that we are human like everybody else.
Interesting.
What an interesting conversation. We're still in the studio with Professor Sefoto. Please contact us at UJFM on all social media platforms. Let us know if there's any questions that you'd like me to ask. We do have a short music break, but we're going to get back into the interview afterwards. It's almost 3:15, and we're still in the studio with Professor Mofoto, and we're discussing we're discussing disabilities within the African context, and it's been an interesting conversation on air and off air. We've been having a lot of fun, and there's one thing that I've been thinking about when you're saying previously we mentioned how we need to change the language in the African context with how we describe people living with disabilities, and how that would help them to be included in the community, you know, to make them actually feel loved instead of feel otherwise. And I was thinking about Ubuntu when they say umuntu ngumuntu ngabantu and butu. Mm-hmm. How can we use that paradigm to promote an understanding of disabilities within the African context?
Okay, thank you so much. Let me approach it from the research perspective.
Okay.
There is now what we call the research paradigm. The Ubuntu paradigm of research. If we can, in universities, instead of taking what comes from elsewhere, promote this and go deeper now and understand what we mean by Ubuntu. You have just said motho ke botho ka batho.
Yeah.
Even if a person has a disability, ke motho because of other people around him. And lebona ke batho because of this person. So what kind of principles lead us to accept, to respect, and to acknowledge and to include these people can we find from Ubuntu? And this is critical, because once we get there, then other people, when they come from elsewhere, they will realize how we treat our own people with disabilities. Mm. History tells us that Morena Mnaheng had twins. And in the Sesotho culture, early then, those twins would have to be killed because the belief was that they bring bad omen to the community.
I did not know that.
Yes, ma'am. This is how deep our cultures are.
Mm-hmm.
But later on, he changed that.
Yeah.
And said, no, this is anti-Boto.
Mm.
To the extent that later on, you can see that we have no problem as the black people now with twins.
Yeah.
It did not only happen in our Sesotho culture, but in many other cultures.
Sure.
These are the things that we have to unearth. And it is through Ubuntu that when we use the paradigm, then we get to understand the meaning surrounding the philosophy of Ubuntu and the concept that will lead us to accepting people with disabilities, because they are, according to how I perceive them, they are not disabled, but differently abled.
Mm.
Politically, very controversial, but to me, it makes meaning. It makes more sense because you and I are different. We are all different.
Mm.
And why are we not discriminating against each other?
Yeah.
But when we look at somebody with a disability, we begin to feel somehow. It is just because we are uncomfortable with difference.
Mm.
Once we get to understand and be taught to accept difference, then our society will become a better place to be.
Mm. Mm. That's so true.
Yeah, no. I think it's going to take collaboration between newer generations and the older generations.
True.
And just working together.
True.
To understand each other.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah. Professor Sifota, I want to know if there's any other message that you'd like to share, or maybe you can throw forward a research article that's close to you that you'd like people to read to better understand the topic, since you have published a lot.
Okay. Thank you so much, my sister. One article that I would really like people to read, and let's converse around it, is titled Basotho Ontology of Disability.
Basotho Ontology of Disability.
Yes.
Okay.
I'd like people to read that so that we find, you know, ways of conversing around these things and build a discourse around disability that helps us to look at people with disability in a positive light.
Mm.
But what I would like to leave as a message is what I shared with you, this word, heferpreneurship.
Yo, it's a tongue twister. Like, I have to look at it for a long time before I just say it.
Make it into syllables.
Heferpreneurship, yes.
The spirit of this concept is that because we have so many problems of unemployment among people with disabilities, we need to find ways, systems, models that will help them to be included in the world of work. Can you imagine when a mother in Soweto in 2015 asked a question, what will happen with my child when I am normal? And this is an individual who is alive.
Mm.
And if they are not equipped enough, they don't have proper skills to enter the world of work, we will forever be having people who are not participating. Many of them, I'm sure, they would want to be included in the world of work.
Yeah.
But because of the societal attitudes that we still have, they are not in the world of work.
Yeah.
Those who are there are lucky, but they're also struggling to stay on the jobs.
Mm.
How can we find ways that will help us to include them and to have them there, you know, continuously, so that society gets it in its mind that we have to include them into the workforce?
Mm. Sure. That's so powerful.
Yeah.
Professor Sifota, thank you so much for coming to share your knowledge and just your wisdom when it comes to this topic. It's so important, and it's something that you don't think about if it doesn't affect you. So I hope that you've taken all the messages today and you're going to actually apply it in your everyday life, and even also encourage others around you to apply it and teach them about it. Thank you so much for coming in to talk to us.
Thank you so much, my sister. Thank you so much.
This one is High Fashion. Enjoy.
UJFM 95.4.
Dynamically shaping the future.